Right now, you're listening to the Azeem Digital Asks All-Round Digital Marketing Podcast, the podcast that covers traditional and non-traditional marketing topics with brilliant guests and brilliant insights. Stay tuned for another great episode. Hello and welcome back to the Azeem Digital Asks All-Round Digital Marketing Podcast. What a great episode and a great guest that I have got for you today. We're talking all about using SEO as part of a COVID recovery for SMBs with the awesome Riley Hope. Before we begin, a quick word from the sponsor. This episode is sponsored by Absolute Digital Media, a leading UK-based digital marketing agency specializing in search, pay-per-click, and digital PR. With 7 award wins under their belt already this year, they understand what it takes to make a business stand out from its competitors and generate greater visibility in return. Check them out, and I will drop a link to them in the show notes. But now, onto the show. Riley, welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
How is it going?
It's going good. I'm in New York, so it's like very foggy and cold out. So I don't know how it is in the UK.
Pretty much the same, but like all year round, mostly. Awesome. Would you like to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, who you are, and give yourself a great intro?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Riley, or Riley Hope on social media. I am an organic digital marketing specialist, and I mostly work in SEO for small businesses, as well as third sector organizations. And I'm in the works of developing a social enterprise model that utilizes SEO as a social mission and focuses on COVID revitalization as well as accessibility. The model utilizes like a unique pricing formula that helps make it more financially accessible to small businesses. And aside from that, I actually just finished grad school, like literally yesterday. I submitted my dissertation last night, where I explored a lot about COVID-19 revitalization through SEO and organic marketing. And I also work as an SEO director at a boutique agency. And I'm also currently rebuilding my Animal Crossing village on my Switch.
Wow, what an introduction. And that right there is exactly why I'm excited to have you on the show and talk about this topic. First things first, though, massive congratulations. I'm finishing grad school. You must be relieved.
Yeah, to say the least. Like, I didn't know what to do with myself last night, so I got Chipotle and watched Dragon Ball. So
all good. Right, into the meat and bones of the show. We're talking about SEO as part of a COVID recovery for SMBs, and I am very much team SMB. If you see or hear things that are posted on Twitter, especially when new updates come out, because they're often forgotten about. So less of me, more of you. Riley, in your experience, how would you say that SMBs have been affected by COVID?
So the Washington Post, Matt Stoller, who's the director of the American Economic Liberties Project, called it an extinction level event for small businesses. And the devastation has taken a global toll. So like, I'm sure that you've seen businesses closing down where you are, and I've seen them close down near me and all across the country. Small businesses actually take up like a majority of our economy. Yet during the pandemic, we saw mass closures with lockdown restrictions. And a study from Yelp came out that estimated that 60% of businesses reported that they were closed are now permanently closed. And then the Atlantic Council went on to like actually say, especially in developing markets, small businesses contribute nearly half of the GDP and generate 70% of jobs. Recovery of SMEs or SMBs is crucial to the global economy. And then Oxfam with this has also stated that 500 million people are expected to be pushed into poverty as a result of the pandemic. Yet at the same time, 32 of the world's largest companies saw their profits jump over $100 billion. The Washington Post went on to also report that 100,000 small businesses in America closed permanently across the USA in the first 2 months. And during those same months, 5 of the biggest American companies turned over large revenue, and 50 of those companies saw their revenue grow by over 2%. And this is the steepest business loss in the history of the USA. And we've seen this, of course, across the world as well. But in particular to the USA, active American business owners dropped by 22%, which summed out to a decline of 3.3 million between February and April 2020. This also carries over. So we see the pandemic also disproportionately affected immigrant and minority-owned businesses, with African-American-owned businesses experiencing the largest loss in the U.S. with a devastating 41% elimination of active businesses.
That is incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that. I think many people like myself had an awareness of some level of the impact of SMBs, but those numbers are sobering, to say the least. So thank you very much for firstly putting in the work and sharing that with everybody. I'd love to dig a little bit deeper into of the SMBs that survived, is probably the wrong word, but you know, the ones who are going through the pandemic now. What would you say are some of the key mistakes that you've seen SMBs make during the pandemic?
So I've seen a variety, but I think the key mistake that kind of sums everything up is like not enough positive attention is being paid to these digital platforms. And I think it can be daunting to a lot of people. You know, they don't want to mess up their site. They don't want to mess up, you know, how their Instagram feed looks, how their Twitter looks, their Google My Business, or really any platform. And there's so much information on all of these things, especially when it comes to SEO, where some of it's wrong, some of it's right, you know, some of it's half right, but only if it applies to that industry or what you're trying to do. And I think that anxiousness of like, oh, if I mess my site up, I don't know how to get it back, or I don't know what to post on Instagram or Facebook or my business. And while there are guidelines and in SEO's case, best practice guidelines, I think that there is for a lot of us in the industry that it's fun. And there is a learning curve with everything. You know, when you're adding content with a new WordPress builder or a different site builder, it takes a bit of time to get used to it. I was helping someone like set up a new site as part of my research, and they were having an issue happen with a plugin I have never used before. And I was like, I have no idea. So we just hopped on a Google Meet and screen shared. And yeah, like we had to restore the site a few times, but we figured it out. And I think there needs to be more open dialogue about that, just, you know, trying things out, and about the infobesity of organic digital marketing, especially in SEO. And then as long as like small businesses are staying ethical and not intentionally trying to deceive, like, you know, whether it be the search algorithm or their consumers, I think treating online tools as learning tools is important, especially as we have like these constant updates rolling out. You know, we saw Core Web Vitals come out in the past year, you know, plenty of Google My Business updates, and then, you know, so many other things. And also, I think just sticking to what is true for that small business. So everyone has a reason why they started their business, aside from, you know, making money to some extent, whether it's, oh, I like to, you know, thrift on my days off, so I'm going to open up a shop on Instagram and a website, to even like, you know, the local restaurant in your town. Conveying the reason, that kind of reasoning online, like in your site, in your social media, whatever else you use, can help people connect and relate to that business.
Could not agree with you more. That is gold. I'm sitting here listening to you live now thinking, this is incredible, and I feel guilty that this is free. Like, this is really, really insightful. Thank you so much. So the situation as it stands, we're not out of the pandemic, and certainly over here in the UK, it looks like things are starting to worsen up as winter season approaches. Cases are certainly rising, and I'm sure it's the same there over there, certainly from the news that I'm seeing. From an SMB point of view, how do you think the SMB should plan if the COVID situation worsens?
I would say plan to be mostly digital. You know, whatever happened back in like 2020, in like those first couple months, you know, that March, April, May time where things started to shut down, we saw internet usage rates spike. And that spike has essentially maintained. Like, outline what you're trying to do, whether that's like trying to get new customers, increase your site presence, or just to post on your Google My Business more. We're seeing businesses become like more and more increasingly digital, whether, you know, that's picking up groceries curbside, which I will now never go back into a grocery store unless I absolutely have to, you know, buying more stuff online rather than like going into a shop, learning online, or anything in between. It's important that small businesses are ready to serve people online. You know, have that Facebook app on your phone, Instagram, granted, you know, they're not down. have a way that's easy for you to manage your sites. Use an affordable CRM system, whether that's, you know, using Wix's site and their tools that they have managed into it. MailChimp has some great solutions that I've seen that are affordable. You know, there are form plugins that track data and keep, you know, data per like GDPR and whatever privacy law is where you are. Use what's easy and effective to manage your current leads and to get those new customers coming in. And not everyone excels at everything, especially not the first few times. Don't be afraid to mess up and try new things. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help. joined some Facebook groups. That's how I got into SEO. Joined some online communities. You know, the digital community on Twitter, of course, is abundant. Plan to sell online. And if your business has to pause, you know, like a lot of, you know, cosmetology-based businesses, a lot of restaurants had to close down due to lockdown measures. And it seems like there is no light at the end of that tunnel. There will be. We've gotten this far. Don't stop. Keep posting. Keep editing. Keep working towards your digital goals. Nothing in the organic digital marketing sense is ever immediate. It may take some time to see those results, but keep at it and surround yourself and your business with supportive people.
Amazing. Couldn't agree with you more. Consistency is key. I'm a big, big advocate of that. So it pleases me to hear another person say that too. So massive thank you from that. Let's talk about SEO specifically then. And then afterwards, I'm definitely going to pick your brains about this whole outage. But first of all, SEO specifically, as you mentioned, it's not a quick win, certainly if you do it the right way. How can SMBs start to recover from an SEO point of view?
So the path to recovery, especially for SEO, it's muddy. It's not going to be the same for everyone. But utilizing a lot of free or like discounted tools, a lot of small businesses that I spoke with in my research, they either weren't aware that they could use some tools, or like they didn't want to like try to learn them because they thought they were too complex. And, you know, I think going back to what I said about like getting in those communities, but also for small businesses in particular, you know, affordability is a key factor. So, you know, saving that $10 a week, at least for me, means that I can go to McDonald's and get an iced coffee like for that week. So, you know, that kind of stuff is important. So like, you know, using Google Search Console, Google Tag Manager, Google Analytics, those are powerful and free tools. And then something that I noticed in my research is that people underestimated the power that Google My Business can have. So like, even if you don't have a physical address, you can use a service area listing and people can find you that way or click through to your site. And then also enabling messaging in Google My Business as well. And then if you have or like are starting out with a site, let's say that you didn't have a site before, and you want to start out with WordPress, Astra has a lot of great and free starter templates that you can import, and they're easy to switch out with a variety of like different types of builders, like Gutenberg, I think is one. I don't know if I'm saying that right. And then Wix is also affordable and they have themes. WordPress isn't great for everyone. I know so that's a lot of feedback that I got too. Screaming Frog is free for small sites, so that's under like 500 URLs, I think, and it helps you see like a lot of data very quickly, and you can export that to Google Sheets and color code it, do whatever you need to do to look at it. Sitebulb is a great tool, and it isn't free, but it's very affordable. Utilizing Google Trends is free, and I personally like to use the AdWords Keyword Planner as well. The SEM director at my agency got me onto that, so I like to use that for keyword research. There are definitely other great tools out there that are affordable or that have like a free trial, but those are ones that I've personally used and can recommend. And then you can use that data from these tools to build a better site and an optimized site. Like SEO isn't just saying, okay, Google likes this, so that's all I have to do. And I think that's where a lot of small businesses get lost. It's thinking about the people coming to your site and you being able to manage the site and those inquiries coming in. You want to think about your customer base, like who your customer base is and how that site looks to them. Is there content on that pages that's going to fulfill what they're looking for or what you're trying to rank for? Going back to like the grocery store example, if you're running your own like corner store or anything akin and someone is searching like for grocery curbside pickup near me, do you have content on your site that is geared towards that? Can that customer find how to place an order, pay for that order, and when to pick it up efficiently? Do you have staff on hand who know how to look for those incoming orders and get them ready at the pickup time? If you make that search to sales purchase easy for your customer, then they'll probably come back. For me, I don't have a lot of grocers in my town, but the one that I do use regularly, I can see all their specials through their Facebook, and then I go to their site or their Google My Business listing, message them through there, and then say, I need a special, whatever, whatever. And then I get a reply within an hour with my total, pay online, and then I go pick up my order when they said it would be ready. That process is important. So even if you get more customers on social media, having that flow into a website is important. You can track that data better and see how many people are coming to your site from where. You can also show for more queries and more searches with the content on your site. You can also make an order and inquiry process and use a CRM integration to track and retain your customers. And a CRM, I should have said this before, is like, it's a customer management system. So like, a lot of like, There's like a lot of different ones within WordPress. There's MailChimp. That's the most common one I see. I work in auto, so I know a lot of like the auto-based ones. But there's a lot of good ones out there and that it can cater towards different types of businesses and industries. And I think that's an important part of business, especially when small businesses like need to recover and get new customers while keeping those current customers.
Amazing. Once again, that answer right there is literally an audio strategy for any small, medium business to start to recover from COVID, the impacts of COVID on a digital point of view. So amazing. Thank you so much. Right before I let you go, though, I am going to sort of put you on the spot now, because you mentioned earlier about the outage earlier this month of most of social media. And I don't know whether you saw or whether you didn't saw, so apologies if I'm repeating myself, but a lot of the discussion once everything came back online that I saw certainly was, well, this is a classic example of why you should never stick to one channel. You should be on every channel all the time. Personally, I completely disagree with that. Feel free to hold your own opinion on that. Absolutely. But I personally disagree. So from a small business point of view, thinking of Facebook, for example, if that business is active and successful on Facebook, they should stick with that until they grow to the point of diversification. But since you mentioned it, I'd love to get your thoughts. So how do you think these outages impacted small businesses, and where do you stand on the debate of you should be active everywhere or you should just do one channel, get it right, and then grow?
So, I mean, I think on a global point, those outages were devastating, especially in non-Western countries that use WhatsApp. You know, I'm in a lot of like wholesale groups, and when WhatsApp went out, like you would have thought like the world ended because nobody had a way to communicate with anyone. And especially like as an international student as well, like from an academic side, those outages were devastating. I couldn't talk to anyone. And then I agree with you on not everyone has the capacity to do 8 million things at a time. It's great if you do. But you know, not every small business owner or like micro enterprise owner can manage a site, an Etsy or whatever, like whatever type of e-commerce platform that they use, a Facebook, an Instagram, a Twitter, a this and a that. And now like TikTok is coming in. I think a lot of people forget that businesses are run by people, you know, like, and if you're doing well on Instagram, then keep doing well on Instagram. Am I going to recommend that you have a site? Yeah, but I'm also going to recommend that you put content on it that can be updated like once a year, every 12 months or whatever, whatever, you know. I just said every 12 months and once a year. I did this on the, I do this all the time where I just mix up numbers because I was never taught math, right? America. but yeah, like, you know, if something is working for you, then like do that. And also sites are expensive. Like that's something that like SEO is like, oh, you can like put WordPress on for free. Yeah. If you want to pay $100 a year for hosting, like, you know, and then like, you know, somebody was like recommending me a paid builder and I was like, I can't justify somebody who makes, you know, $30,000 a year spend that much of their income on a site builder when there are free ones out there.
Amazing. Literally, the audience can't see, but I'm just nodding away like this. This is gold. Speaking of the audience, if they are listening to this and wondering how they can find out more about you, connect with you on social media, where can they find you, Riley?
So I'm actually redoing my site, but it will be back up November 1st, and that's rileyhope.com, R-I-L-E-Y, hope.com. And then on Twitter, my name is spelled wrong, but it's R-E-I-L-L-Y, hope13, and I am on Twitter all the time.
Amazing. Yeah, fantastic. From me to you, this is sadly the end of the episode, but what an episode it has been. I'm really looking forward to editing this back and just piling through the show notes and making a ton of my own notes. So all that's left for me to say, Riley, is thank you so much for being a guest. Thank you so much for being an incredible guest, I should say, sharing so much knowledge. I have found this valuable. I am positive the listeners will find it valuable too. So a huge, huge thank you for being awesome.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed this.
So that was another great episode in the bag. I'm really enjoying hearing from some brilliant people in this industry. If you enjoyed this podcast, please follow me on Spotify. Please leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or whichever platform you are using. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and hopefully see you for the next episode.